Scientists have discovered a gene mutation that makes people completely unable to feel pain. The news is in the journal Nature. As NPR's Richard Knox reports, it has experts talking about entirely new drugs to kill pain.
Pakistani doctors first discovered the strange defect in a 10-year-old boy who earned money as a street performer.
His performances consisted of putting blades, knives, through his arms and legs and walking on hot coals.
Dr. Stephen Waxman is a pain researcher at Yale Medical School. He wasn't involved in the new study, but he reviewed it for Nature. When doctors investigated the child's relatives, they found five other children with the defect among three related families.
These are individuals who go through life without feeling any pain.
He says these are the first people known to have the congenital syndrome.
I'm not aware of others other than the three families that were reported in Pakistan, but I would not be surprised if there were others.
Scientists at the University of Cambridge in England investigated the Pakistani children. They found mutations in a gene for a particular protein called the 1.7 sodium channel. This is a sort of gate on the surface of pain-signaling nerve cells. When the gate opens, sodium ions flood into the cell, causing it to fire. In children with the defect, the gate is welded shut, so their pain nerves don't fire. Waxman says it's the exact opposite of a mutation in the same gene that he and his colleagues discovered in 46 members of an Alabama family.
The lay name for that disease is the Burning Man syndrome, or the Man on Fire syndrome.
In this case, the sodium channel gets jammed open.
These are patients who experience severe, searing, burning pain in their limbs, their feet, and their hands in response to any mild warmth. Walking into a warm room, putting on a pair of socks, exercise.
The no-pain gene may eventually help millions of people who spend much of their lives in agony. Linda Porter leads pain research at an arm of the National Institutes of Health. She says the newly found mutation suggests it might be possible to find drugs to block the normal sodium channel without bad side effects. That's because the mutation's effect was so specific to pain in the Pakistani children.
There is a complete lack of the pain response, but there's no other loss of sensory input. So all the other types of sensation that they feel, like temperature and light touch, are all fully intact.
It'll take years to find and test novel painkillers. For now, Porter marvels at the very notion there are some people who never know what it's like to hurt. But they also can't tell when they break a bone or suffer a cut. As young children, they sometimes injured themselves without knowing, but they eventually learn to compensate.
The protective components of the pain response are gone in these people, and without that protective response, they can still live a relatively normal life.
But pain teaches crucial lessons about danger, and people with a no-pain gene may not fully learn those lessons. The Pakistani street performer died before his 14th birthday after falling from a roof. Richard Knox, NPR News.